Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
InfoWars, tomorrow's news, today.
Joining us today. It is Tuesday, October 4th, 2022. I am here in the hills of Connecticut, outside Waterbury, with constitutional lawyer Robert Barnes. Owen Schroyer is going to be hosting most of the broadcast today. I may be back tomorrow for the show. I may not even testify here because she's not allowing me to even basically speak. It's a total show trial. So our part of the trial now starts. She's not allowing any defense. This is unprecedented in U.S. history, but it's actually happening. So we'll be talking some about that coming up and just how this fits in to the whole backdrop of the globalists blowing up pipelines, dissolving the border, shipping in drugs, devaluing the currency, drag queen pedophile time, forced injections. They are making their moves on every level. Robert Barnes will be talking about that here in just a moment. And again, Rob, there was some documents that were in my book. I don't see them now. No, this is the other book. There's another book that I think I left in the kitchen that has my notes I wanted to go over for people. I forgot to get it. That's my fault. But Robert Barnes is here. He'll have a lot to cover. Owen Schroyer, tell folks what you've got coming up.
Well, I'm still sitting here just trying to parse through all the news, Alex. There's so many. It's like you can take one stack of the news and try to break it down, and if people could just understand that, like here's an example. This is from Yahoo News today. The FDA misled the public about ivermectin and should be held accountable in court, argues the Association of American Physicians and Surgeons. And so, obviously, we were talking about ivermectin. Others were talking about ivermectin. Republican leaders were trying to get people ivermectin. Democrats were banning it. Biden was banning it. The media was saying it bad. But see, it's not just the FDA. There's this entire consortium, Alex, that you've been talking about for decades. It's an entire power structure. The FDA is just one, like, a fingertip of it. It's the media. It's Fauci. It's the NIH. It's all of them combined. It's not just the FDA that should be held accountable. Every single bastard that made sure Americans couldn't get ivermectin, couldn't get hydroxychloroquine, and couldn't get cures for COVID, every single one of those creeps should be held accountable. Not just the ones in governments, legally and lawfully, but also the ones in the media should be held to extreme scrutiny for what they did to this country and what they did to people, causing the inflation of the deaths because of COVID, because they didn't want people to know that there was a cure. So this is like, okay, like I've got an ingrown fingernail that I need to chop off, but my arm is like completely broken, you know, hanging in like a limb like this. My shoulder is separated, and it's just, I'm just going to take care of this little ingrown fingernail I have here, Alex, and that'll take care of it. No, the entire government and media lied about ivermectin and COVID.
Owen, we didn't talk before the show today, but that's exactly what I was going to raise before we talked about the show trial with Robert Barnes. He's involved with Robert Kennedy and some of the main lawsuits, bringing this out with whistleblowers and more, is that this is war, and they know what they're doing. And they even knew in their own battle plans and war games, as far as 2025, 2028, that indeed this would all come out. Just last week, another major study out of, this one was out of Oxford, confirmed that they suppressed hydroxychloroquine and that basically have taken early almost 100% effectiveness, just what the great Dr. Zelenko and others said. So this is mass murder with big tech and Google working together with the UN to suppress information. In fact, we played that clip Sunday. We played it Monday. I sent the crew a Paul Watson clip where he talks about the head of the UN operations.
She just came out and admitted.
Admitting that they knowingly suppressed all this. So these are murdering, criminals. We'll get Robert Barnes' take on that when we come back.
The biggest sale of 2022 is now live. It's only running in the last week of September and the first week of October. Dozens of our best-selling products are finally back in stock, and they're 40 to 50% off across the board. And the most important of them all is Survival Shield X3. All three types of the very best iodine documented to not just boost your libido, your stamina, your health, your energy, your cells, your immune system, but to overall give you more energy. It's the foundation of everything from energy to fertility. X3, 50% off, is finally back in stock exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com. You've heard the callers. You've seen the rave reviews. Now experience X3 for yourself exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com, 50% off. And while you're there, check out some of the other great products that are finally back in stock and massively discounted as well. Part of the InfoWars Store Super Sale running for 2 weeks only. Again, X3 back in stock, 50% off.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
And Owen Schroyer here live in the InfoWars World Headquarters in Austin, Texas. Alex Jones, of course, in court this week. He's about to give you an update as far as the status of his testimony and what else is going to follow. But, you know, Alex, it's almost a distraction. It's kind of, we're in a rock and a hard place. It's a catch-22 where we have to go on defense of Alex Jones, not just for InfoWars, but just for the truth and for free speech and for media. But then also as a company that wants to exist and has 100 employees that you've built up over multiple decades. But then again, we realize the biggest challenge that we face every day is nobody tells the truth like InfoWars. So we have stacks of these news that are going to be so important to cover today that it's like we have to have a sword in one hand and we have to strike with maximum efficiency while we have a shield in the other hand and we have to be totally defensive with efficiency. And if it wasn't for this audience and if it wasn't for God, we wouldn't be here. But Alex Jones is live with us right now in Connecticut. He's going to be hosting as long as he can before he's due back in the courtroom. Bob Barnes with him as well. Honored to be joined by you two today.
Absolutely. Robert Barnes has some major breaking news on multiple fronts, but I want to be completely clear with viewers and listeners. This is the main New World Order assault. This is the big level attack. They are no longer in beta. They are in operational phase. Now, what Owen raised in the first segment, some stations don't carry it. I'm going to reemphasize and then get Robert Barnes, who's right in the middle of this, when it comes to the battle with Big Pharma, his analysis on it. So listen to me very carefully, listeners. I know you know this, but I need to know this too. We need to have this really sink into our psyche. They know human nature. And I've had meetings off record with top globals trying to hire me. People say, why don't you expose them? Well, that's an off-record meeting. But I will tell you the things they've said, the things they've done. And some of that stuff has come out over the years. But they all tell me, including one meeting that was on a first-class flight to be on The View, now, hard to believe, 15 years ago, with the CEO of a major big three bank at the time. He's retired now. And he told me, he said, this is an off-record discussion, Alex. And I said, yes. He said, you can talk about it, but don't say my name. And, you know, those guys know, though, the currency I've got is if it's an off-record meeting, it's an off-record meeting. He said to me, you think people will adapt like the Marines to overcome? And he'd just been visiting his dad that was a retired general in San Antonio. So he was flying back from Austin. And he said to New York, He said, you think they're going to adapt and overcome? He goes, no. The way we do things incrementally is people will adapt to us taking full control. And we're going to have a corporate world government because we know how to run things best. And those little people you're trying to save don't want you to save them. And if you try to empower them, they would tear you apart. Now, that's a standard elitist line. Hey, you should be with us. The fact that you understand that means you're one of us. You really should join us. That's how real this is. Again, the only story I can tell is because the head of the Kissinger Group in front of John Harmon, our oldest employee, 18 years. John Harmon back then screened calls and literally screened them, you know, lined up phone calls. Still does that sometimes. Does such a good job. And would get guests on. He would book guests. So he heard the conversation with me and Rothkopf, head of the Kissinger Group, when he said, Look, you're one of us. You're part of the superclass. You wrote a book called Superclass. About 1,000 people around the world. He goes, you could be the leader of the liberty movement, but loyal opposition, and we'll work with you. And you'll have a seat at the table, and a lot of your ideas will actually get heard and implemented, but if you don't join us, you'll be destroyed. So stop this crusade you're on and be a star. Now, I was given the same speech in a 50-story building in Los Angeles by the head of a major, at the time, head of a major operation, I'll leave it at that, very well-known name. And I had several other meetings, okay? I had meetings with representatives, that very famous lawyer, the most famous in basically modern LA history, and I'm not going to say the name, but this wasn't even an off-record meeting, but I just didn't want to say the name because, well, and he was there representing Sumner Redstone to meet with me. And he got on the phone with Sumner Redstone. We had a conversation. Okay, and I'm going to leave it at that. That was 16 years ago. So they spot the talent, and they know who can resist them, and they try to go buy them and get them. So when I tell you I know about the New World Order, folks, I know about the New World Order. Now, the reason I preface that before we go to Robert Barnes, talk about this big breaking news on two fronts, is that globalist, the head of the third largest bank in the world, told me, he said, Alex, they will adapt to being slaves by increment, which is Stockholm Syndrome, basically. And that's his vision of the world. He's betting against you. I'm betting on you. I believe in you. Plus, the world they want to build is so ugly and so horrible, I can't join them because I believe in God, and I don't want to join the devil. So when we talk about this, this is so real. So what I want to sink into your minds very deeply here, at the deepest level, is this. They've incrementally attacked on all these thousands of fronts, and now you notice it's getting more of a crescendo, shutting down farms, shutting down ranches, shutting down fertilizer, blowing up pipelines, dissolving borders, destroying currencies, flooding the culture with destruction and laziness and evil and pedophilia. They admit that this is a takedown of civilization. And what happens is like a frog in the pot. You just incrementally heat up and you never jump out and you die. That's their whole game plan. But we, as this audience, and I'm an audience of the guests and callers myself, we're all viewers, we're all listeners, we're all hosts. This is a community operation. And this is the public commons here. And that's what they're scared of. And we're actually coming from behind, and we're getting populists elected all over the world. So the globalists are striking back with all sorts of economic warfare and election fraud. But it's okay, because the awakening is getting bigger and bigger. And the more we speak out, the more we say no, the more trouble they're in. So we adapt to being slaves instead of adapting to overcome. But if you're conscious, overcome the enemy and realize that and have the will and understand what they're doing, then you don't ever give up and things only get better. Resistance is victory. Live on your feet. Don't die on your knees as a slave. It's not that you die on your feet instead of live on your knees. No, no. You end up thriving on your feet and being a slave or dying on your knees. So I reverse what Zapata said. I'm not saying he was wrong, but different perspective. So here's the key. And Barnes will take it over. Next segment. They hit us with a virus they released. They hit us with these deadly shots that have killed millions and are wounding hundreds of thousands and causing mass heart attacks and death. And now they admit, yeah, we blocked hydroxychloroquine. Yeah, we blocked ivermectin, even though we know it was a cure. Yeah, we did that. Well, yeah, front of Yahoo News, major medical associations, because they all went along with it, and now they know they were conned. They've been part of mass murder. And they also realize more lockdowns are coming and more forced injections if what's left of the medical system that isn't controlled by Big Pharma doesn't rally and stand up and come together. So instead of humanity breaking under this, we're coming back stronger. They want us to forget about the lockdowns, forget about the shots for a couple of years. You know, with the average person's memory, you want to forget about it. You want to move on, but you don't move on. You don't adapt to being a slave. You adapt to overcome, and you take it personal, and you speak out, and you file lawsuits, and you support those that are fighting, and you never stop exposing these monsters, and you confront the doctors in your family that confronted you, and you confront the schools and the school boards. And now we all go to the school boards and say, you were trying to make us take these shots. You killed all these people. You're complicit. You're murderers. You're criminals to the corporate media and mass shootings. There are hundreds of studies. It's a fact that when you promote mass shootings and the shooters, it causes more mass shootings. So they hijack my name, connect me to a mass shooting that I doubted, and then use that to promote mass shootings in the culture so it's an option for crazy people to go do it. So when the media confronted me today at a press conference and said, oh, you're mean to the kids, I said, no, you promote mass shootings, which statistically causes worse mass shootings. You kill the kids. You promote the serotonin reuptake inhibitors. You promote the psychotropic drugs, the so-called antidepressants, that on the label says it caused mass murder and death, and almost every shooter has been on them. So you're killing the kids. And it's time to stop saying we're sorry. And it's time to not back down. And I tell myself that, because the media criticizes me all the time. And they say, oh, he's mean, he's this and that. I've only made a few mistakes. We've got a great record. And when you apologize for a few mistakes you've made, they don't care about that. They just use it to say, oh, you're a liar. You made mistakes on purpose. No, we didn't. Now, I apologize to my viewers for not being perfect, but you don't want to hear that. You want to see victory. You want to see action. So the point I've tried to get to here, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to break here in just a few minutes, is that now is the time to be aware of what's happening, and now is the time to supercharge. We'll talk about the vaccines, the poison shots, and so much more when we come back from this quick break, ladies and gentlemen. Robert Barnes is our guest. Owen Schroeder is hosting from the ATS. Please stay with us.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, there you have Alex Jones live with us, Bob Barnes as well. We're about to take this break, but on the other side, more breakdown from Alex, and I expect to be hearing from Bob Barnes as well. And we've got a loaded news transmission today, folks, here on the Alex Jones Show, plus carrying over into the fourth hour and the war room today. Infowars.com, band.video, spread those links and keep us on the air by shopping at InfowarsStore.com. Huge specials right now, up to 50% off top-selling, top-rated supplements at InfowarsStore.com.
What is the difference between collagen protein and a whey protein? Pure collagen is an incomplete protein that supplies amino acids which support connective tissue repair. However, what determines most of the connective tissue synthesis in the body is the level of growth hormone. Children have wrinkle-free, plump skin and agile joints not because they're eating collagen every day, but because they have high levels of growth hormone. Low growth hormone levels results in wrinkles and diminished connective tissue health. Consuming collagen does not overcome this. Cold sterilized whey protein powder from grass-pastured cows is a complete protein and supports connective tissue health as well as glutathione production, immunity, detoxification, combats inflammation, supports muscle size and strength, energy, fat loss, and more. Connective tissue health is dependent upon proper nutrient levels, how clean the cellular environment is, and optimal levels of growth hormone. To learn more about a true fountain of youth protein powder called Green Meadow Whey and how to support youthful levels of growth hormone, go to bestwheyprotein.net or call 888-988-3325.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Did you get a call or message that mentioned Social Security that made you feel threatened or scared? That is not the Social Security Administration. Social Security will not threaten you, press you for personal information, or demand instant payment. Social Security does not accept payments by gift card, prepaid debit card, internet currency, or by mailing cash. Criminals use these forms of payment because they are hard to trace. Don't fall for it. Hang up, ignore them. Report this criminal activity to oig.ssa.gov.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how did it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Fourth day of October 2022. So, we've just been hit with a long-planned bioweapon to bring in UN world government, corporate fascism, allied with communist China. The head of the UN Department of Information openly just bragged on international television over the weekend that the UN is in control of Google and the major search engines. I told you that last year, 2 years ago, that they would say in the news, the UN says this isn't true. So you can't say vitamin D helps you. The UN says ivermectin's bad. The UN says hydroxychloroquine's bad. Now it's all admitted they lied on purpose to murder people so they couldn't get therapeutics. And so they also couldn't do one other key thing that Robert Barnes will be laying out here for you right now. Then you're going to get exclusive breaking news, the biggest news in the show trial's history. But I've just finally decided sitting here right now to do. We were all on the fence about it. But I'm making the decision right now, and I'll tell you that coming up next segment. But Robert Barnes, you're at the heart of major lawsuits with Robert F. Kennedy Jr. and others, whistleblowers and things around the country. And this whole thing is falling apart now. They hope we just move on and forget about it, but we're not. And now there's criminal investigations in the EU of Borla, and now he won't testify. Fauci is in a lot of trouble. So, folks, people need to understand these are mass murderers that did this on purpose and thought that they could manage things and fool people and make them think that regular COVID was killing everybody when it was actually the shots. This is an attempted biomedical depopulation genocide confirmed. Let that sink in. Robert Barnes.
Yeah, good news today from Dell Bigtree of Highwire in terms of the Informed Consent Action Network was able to use litigation to force the FDA to turn over all of their records concerning vaccine-related injuries that have been reported to the Vaccine Injury Network. That means that, in fact, he's actually going to make it, Del Bigtree is going to make it available through the Informed Consent Action Network so that anybody can search it themselves and get more additional information. This is critical for doctors, nurses, medical care providers on the front lines, and ordinary people to see whether other people are saying that some injury they may have suffered from the vaccine might relate to somebody you know. So it might be a way for you to say, oh, okay, but, you know, what happened to my friend, what happened to my family member, what happened to me, I'm not alone, and figure out whether there's certain correlation or causation present there. That's critical. All of this was about, in terms of denying ivermectin, denying hydroxychloroquine, denying that vitamin C or vitamin D could possibly be good for you, all of that going after people selling supplements, talking about how maybe if you're healthy in this way, it will deter the effect, the most negative effects of COVID. Those people, the United States Attorney General went after. The Department of Justice went after. New York State prosecutors went after. So what was that all about? Well, under federal law, they're not allowed to do any emergency use authorization for any vaccine unless there is no alternative treatment available. That's why they had to push a big lie and say that none of these alternatives could possibly help. Things that have worked for decades, something, silver, that have worked for centuries, that have been good for people, that have net benefited their health. None of these things were allowed to even be communicated to people, or you actually had to face prison threats.
And what does the Bible say? My people perish for lack of knowledge. So give us a 35,000-foot view here. How bad is it for the globalists? Because we can put on screen a New York TV station with the headline here. I'll pull it up. And they're talking about, oh my gosh, it's terrible. Almost no one is taking the shots. Here's the headline. Long Island doctors say not many people are getting the new COVID booster. Yes, less than 1% of what were taking the vaccines previously are. That's a total collapse in confidence of them. So they went for everything, did kill a bunch of people, did maim a bunch of people, did erase a bunch of people's immune systems. But now everybody I talk to is apologizing that disagreed with me and said, wow, you were right about it all. How'd you know? Because they just can't believe that Big Pharma wants to kill you. Pfizer and all these companies are beyond Nazis. Bayer knowingly killed over, was it 5-6 million people, knowingly putting HIV and hepatitis in their factory product. They knew Vioxx was going to kill millions, and they still did it, ladies and gentlemen. They do this on purpose. They want pure power. They want pure control. It's their religion. It's depopulation. It's just like a pedophile. Can't help but try to rape children. They're driven to do it. These globalists are driven to kill. Barnes, how would you describe the state of the total collapse of their biomedical takeover?
Well, I mean, it's unraveling at multiple levels. So more people are finding out how unhealthy this is. This is showing up, as you note, in the fact that very few people who originally took it are now willing to take booster shots. But less than 5% of the people are willing to have their young child injected with it, despite all the massive lies of the FDA. Epoch Times is another headline story today about more evidence the FDA is caught lying about the safety and efficacy of this so-called vaccine.
Well, the FDA now admits they lie.
Oh, in multiple contexts they have. And so we'll see. I mean, we face them in court in the Western District of Texas to stop them from continuing to lie to young children to induce them to take these dangerous shots. It's happening all across the world. People are discovering that Big Pharma was always untrustworthy, always unreliable, that people like Bill Gates and Anthony Fauci, as Robert Kennedy showed in his book, The Real Anthony Fauci, these people are just criminals by other names.
And let's remember that they can get away with a massive crime and get government and corporations involved with them. Now, through that corruption, they control that infrastructure. So they go commit a mass crime and get the rest of Big Pharma and the media and the hospitals and the doctors on board. That's called the corruption. And now they'll cover their ass and cover up that mass murder, but they'll cover up the next big mass murder. So this is all a formula of evil.
No doubt about it. And it's all of this, their grand plan is coming unwound because the ordinary person is waking up to it through independent means of media. That's the only reason. That's the reason for the lawfare against Alex Jones and InfoWars. It was built up so that this network, this program, this broadcast would not be available to ordinary, everyday people all around the globe so they could become self-educated and self-informed. They've become politically literate, culturally literate, literate in a broader sense of the word.
And because of you, at the heart of this, the InfoWars audience, isn't about patting your back. It's real. You guys are seen as the number one enemy because you're the most focused, the most informed, the most involved, and you did it. I'm getting chills right now. Badass! We're saving millions of people. It's worth it to be attacked to do this. And we're not going to stop, and I salute all of you.
Absolutely. And it's thanks to ordinary people organizing and self-educating and sharing information and the links, keeping InfoWars alive despite the financial assault that's been waged against them. The ordinary, like Paul Revere's ride, the audience of InfoWars has kept the American freedom.
And it's all been worth it. The persecution, the attacks, I love it. I'm glad I'm under attack because we're stopping you pedophiles.
It's because of ordinary people that the world continues to be in a good place, and it's the only because of ordinary people that it will ever stay in a good place. The answer to evil is always righteous people acting righteously. And as long as that takes place, the world will stay in the safe, good place for freedom and liberty that our forefathers in places like right here in Connecticut helped create and craft more than two centuries
ago. That's right, Bob. And it's great to fight with real Americans and other people around the world like you and Rob and the whole crew. Because we've gone through hell, but we did it for the right reason, and we've been proven right and vindicated. Most people have to fight tyranny, never see the end of tyranny in their lifetime. We're getting to see a lot of victory right now. We can push this over the top.
Oh, absolutely. It is the biggest crack in the vaccine dam that we've seen in centuries. It's the biggest crack in Big Pharma's dam we've seen in centuries. The biggest crack in Big Media's dam we've seen in centuries.
All right, Robert Barnes, stay there. Owen Schroyer is going to be taking over. We're going to host the rest of the hour. Then Owen's loaded for bear. So much today, and we're going to come back and play that clip. Just play the Watson clip where he does the analysis of the UN head of information and bragging that the UN controls American media, that the UN controls Google, that the UN is running things. See, we're vindicated again. World government out of the open. Infowars.com. Share that link. We'll be right back.
By the will of God, and by God working through you and your support, InfoWars continues to persevere against attacks never before seen in the Western world against independent media. Thanks for keeping me in the fight. And over the years, you have come to the table. You have stepped to the plate so many times and kept InfoWars and free speech on the air, and I thank you. But now, I have my own legal bills that have reached the point that I can't pay them, and I need your support. So if you want to keep this operation moving forward, if you want to back me in this fight against the globalists, please visit SaveInfoWars.com. And SaveInfoWars.com takes you to a URL at GiveSendGo for direct Alex Jones Legal Defense Fund. This whole phase of their attacks, 4 years in the making, is almost over. And right at the end, we're not giving up, we're not giving in, but we could give out. So please, if you support what we're doing and want to fight for liberty and freedom and justice in the future, go to SaveInfoWars.com today.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Amazon customer, 5 stars. Honestly, this stuff works. Nick, easy to take capsules. For those who can't handle the liquid drops, easy to take Extendivite capsules do the same job. Taroka Fam, works great. Like Extendivite very much. Seems to work as advertised. Thanks. Arlene, 5 stars. Love this product, Extendivite. Terry W., 5 stars. Can't say enough. Great product. Freya, 5 stars. I just ordered another. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Saying that they are in control of not just Google, they're in control of it all. And it's actually in the documents. It's on record. We told you 4 years ago they deplatformed me. They had a NATO meeting in Germany where they said, we're not just going to get Alex Jones. We're going to get everybody in the next few years. And they did. So that's what's so frustrating. So much of what the globalists talk about, they admit. Like they admit they blew the pipeline up. But then if you say they blew it up, they say you're crazy. That's gaslighting. So here's a clip of the head of the UN Information Agency bragging that they control Google.
You know, we partnered with Google, for example. If you Google climate change, you will, at the top of your search, you will get all kinds of UN resources. We started this partnership when we were shocked to see that when we Googled climate change, we were getting incredibly distorted information right at the top. So we're becoming much more proactive. You know, we own the science, and we think that the world you know, should know it, and the platforms themselves also do. But again, it's a huge, huge challenge that I think all sectors of society need to be very active in.
So the UN, the World Economic Forum, they say their number one mission is total mobilization to silence we the people. That's because we together are winning the war for truth. They lied about all the vaccines. They lied about COVID's origins. They lied and suppressed the therapies and the other systems that were out there, the therapeutics. So they lied about that. They lied all about global warming and the ice caps are going to melt. There's going to be 5-foot rise in the sea levels. And the Earth's actually cooling now. It was heating up from the 60s to the 90s. So this is all happening. They're in deep trouble. That's why they're weaponizing the judiciary that admitted these show trial cases against yours truly are meant for everybody else. And finally, it's starting to get covered in the national and local press. I'm going to make a big announcement here in just a moment. First, ladies and gentlemen, Robert Barnes, give us your view of this show trial. You're here seeing it for yourself. You watched the Texas trial. You worked on these cases. You know the truth. Give people the summation that we're going to do in a press conference today.
I mean, what's taken place is it's been a complete show trial that is a disgrace and a travesty of American justice, because what's defined as American justice is that all of us get our, quote, day in court. It's so commonly used that we talk about it in everyday conversation. When we're in a debate or discussion with someone, even a loved one, we say, well, I haven't had a chance of my day in court yet. Alex Jones has been stripped and denied of that entirely, not just in Texas, but here in Connecticut. One of the founding states of the American Revolution has turned its back on the principles that our founders established. And what they've done in that process is stripped him of all of his rights, his First Amendment right to freedom of expression and freedom of association, his right to speak out in defense of the right of the Second Amendment, which was to protect people in self-defense and the defense of the country as well. That's why the militia clause is part of the Second Amendment. It's to not to limit the Second Amendment, but to expand it and extend it. It's also the Fourth Amendment right to privacy, the Fifth Amendment right to process, the Sixth Amendment right to counsel, the Seventh Amendment right to trial by jury that goes all the way back to the Magna Carta more than 8 centuries ago, established these rights our ancestors and our forefathers so that they would never be violated and eviscerated again. And then we've seen a trial that's all about a show trial. In fact, what they want now is for Alex Jones to get up and play a scripted role. And if he doesn't play the scripted role, if he testifies truthfully, if he testifies honestly, he goes to jail. This is unheard of in America. Where have you ever heard a whole trial process that's about discovering the truth, uncovering the truth, reporting the truth, finding out the truth, judging the truth, giving a verdict of the truth? The one thing that's not allowed at all in this trial is the truth. That's the one thing that they can't be allowed to speak, the one thing they can't be allowed to hear, the one thing the world can't be allowed to know about. Why is that? If their case was so strong, why are they so scared of the truth? Because their case is a fake case, reportedly about fake news. So when the reality is now it's the place that they're so terrified of Alex Jones testifying truthfully, testifying honestly, that they are saying if he gets up there and testifies truthfully and honestly, they will put him in jail immediately.
And by the way, when I told the press when this show trial started 3 weeks ago this, and in Texas they thought I was lying. Now they're like, it is true. You're not allowed to defend yourself. There are over a dozen things the judge says you can't say. On and on and on and on. So they're allowed to put on all their fake evidence. Talk for weeks after weeks after weeks. We have no witnesses but me because they won't allow no witnesses. But she thinks they need enough of a show trial that people expect a trial, so they're doing that. Now, there are hundreds of articles like this where they're suddenly telling the truth and hiding it in plain view because they're mainlining this. But here's an article came out on October 3rd. Alex Jones set to testify at Sandy Hook defamation trial this week. Here's what to know. And Barnes, if you could, just read them and comment as you go. These three paragraphs. And then this last paragraph here, because they say he didn't give any discovery, so he's defaulted. And later they go, with all the discovery he gave, we were able to prove this, which they're not. So, and they have the line here, this line here, that he's prohibited from defending himself. Robert Lawrence?
Absolutely. So this is mainstream press admitting and acknowledging what we've been talking about now for many months. And what it says is this week he may be the trial's last witness. Why is that? Because no other witness is allowed to present testimony on Alex Jones' behalf. Testifying in his own behalf, but he's not actually allowed to testify in his own behalf. As the opinion, this is just a regular news report. Under an unusual punitive ruling against him by the presiding judge, Jones will be able to do little more then urge the jury to limit the tens of millions of dollars the plaintiff's lawyers are demanding, while at the same time opening himself to cross-examination on a range of topics that, if he answers honestly, he goes to jail. Judge Barbara Bellis's default ruling sanctions Jones for failing to participate in reciprocal exchanges of information. However, as the last paragraph of the same article from the mainstream press details, to date, using internal company communications, internal company records, they were able to obtain from Jones about everything, including traffic, sales, a sophisticated array of internet sites, all the details of all the broadcasts he ever did, all the money he's ever made, all the communication he's ever had. They have all of it, as the article confirms.
And then they misrepresent the money and go, he made $61,000 last year. That was in 12 years, and most of it was in taxes and legal fees. So 12 years legal fees, taxes, $61 million. They say, look, $61 million to a jury, and then I can't respond and say it's 12 years. This is called fraud.
Exactly. In fact, that's what the piece says. It says Jones and his company, Free Speech Systems, have been prohibited from defending themselves under the default ruling by the judge. So this is a quote.
Read it again. That's a quote.
Exactly. The exact quote. Jones and his company, Free Speech Systems, have been prohibited from defending themselves. Prohibited from defending themselves. So this is the mainstream press acknowledging and admitting the complete evisceration of core constitutional rights and liberties, unlike we've ever seen in America. We've seen examples of this, just not in America. We've seen it in Stasi show trial, Soviet show trial, Cuban Castro show trial. We just never seen it in America before. And what the system doesn't understand is the reason why the American people have confidence in our court system is because you get your day in court. When you don't get your day in court, there is no confidence in the court system judgment on this case. And we have to increasingly ask any other case, the January 6th cases, other cases where there's other contamination of the judicial process taking place.
There it is right there. Prohibited from putting on evidence or defending himself. That's how dumb they think you are. Just like they're promoting pedophilia now, ladies and gentlemen. They're just saying whatever they want, whenever they want, Barnes. So people ask how I'm handling this, just fine. Absolutely fine. Because everything they're doing is a misrepresentation. I don't have $2 million. And so they're going to sit there and try to get a $100 million, $200 million verdict. They're never going to get it. But they want to set that precedent.
Of course. They want to set the precedent that they can do show trials in America. They want to set the precedent that they can silence speech, weaponizing lawfare to achieve and attain it. That's their goal. Their goal is to say, look at what we did to Alex Jones. We did it to Alex Jones. We can do it to you. This is exactly what they did with the big tech deplatforming. They said they started with Alex Jones, promised it would never go further than Alex Jones, and then they did it to the sitting president of the United States of America. Imagine what they're going to do if they get away with this. If they get away with this show trial, then we can all experience the horrors of show trials to come, and the American justice system will be DOA.
And that's the good news, though, is that the appellate courts are not as bad as this, and they will truly overturn the entire Constitution if this happens. So that's why we've got to stay on air, we've got to raise funds. The appeals will be a fraction of what the trials cost. It'll take a few years. We'll stay on air. But we've got this plan. That's why we need support at SaveInfoWars.com. So I got to pay 40% of the legal bills. SaveInfoWars.com. But go to InfoWarsStore.com where X3 is so incredible. It's back in stock. 50% off. Get X3 now. Keep InfoWars on the air.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you, too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big, bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and Save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Today, Robert Barnes is here. Robert, before we went live on air, you were following live reports out of the show trial with Judge here in Connecticut. Explain to people. She is up there. I talked to Norm and he was off on break. He's in the courtroom. He confirmed what you said. She said, I'm just looking to put him in jail. He will give yes, no answers, or I don't know, or he's going to go to jail, and I'm not going to really let him talk.
Yeah.
So, imagine I'm supposed to just go up there and then be a puppet for the jury.
That's exactly right. You're supposed to be, you play a scripted role. Here's your role to play the villain. And if you give the truth, that the truth is you're not this villain, if you testify truthfully, if you testify honestly, we've all, seen the oaths in TV shows and the movies. It says, I swear to testify, to give the whole truth, to give nothing but the truth. So help me God. So the judge is actually creating a perjury trap, whereby you getting up there and not testifying truthfully, you can be accused of perjury. But if you do testify truthfully, you go into jail for contempt.
So, again, even local media, national media now is going, well, I don't like Alex Jones, but this is true? You what? Everyone's having their rights robbed. And even our audience is like, could this really be happening? Folks, they're promoting pedophilia on national television. The head of the national media system in Spain last week said pedophilia is good, sex should have children should have sex with adults. It's a global program. Whether you're in Spain, whether you're in Germany, whether you're in Canada, whether you're in the U.S., it's the same global corporate cult. Because if they can screw our kids and put poison shots in us and have show trials and devalue our currency and ship in fentanyl and dissolve borders and human smuggle hundreds of thousands of children and millions of people and blow up pipelines and start wars, and all of this, they can get away with anything. And that's what they're doing right now, is going for broke, trying to break our will. That's why we can't give in. Things will only be worse if we give in. We fought like hell against the poison shots, and they intended to have, you know, 3-4 shots a year. They brought out their fourth shot. Everybody's saying no. 99% are saying no. So, as negative as I get, and as frustrating as things are, ladies and gentlemen, we're at least fighting back, and I'm so proud of everybody. Now, listen, I went into bankruptcy because if they get all these big judgments, they could then come and shut down the company. But if we're in bankruptcy, it can only be profits in the company, and there's almost no profits. And I need time to do these appeals. And I thought the bankruptcy would be a little bit smoother than it is, because we're an open book. But it's been a bit rocky, and the judge fired the CRO that we didn't even know that the court basically recommended, and the lawyers. So how it works is you hire outside lawyers. I have my lawyer, but then you have to have outside lawyers that oversee it. And the court said that they were not doing a good job and got rid of them. So new people are coming in. We were doing great up until this point. I have a plan to stay on air, but the judge said I got to pay 40% of legal bills. I don't have the money to continue this on and do this. So I want to thank those that have donated, but it really will cost to finish this trial and the next trial and these appeals over the next year or so. $500,000 is a conservative estimate, and we don't have the money. So this is a war. You want to fight and win a war? It takes money to win a war. There's no place more important than InfoWars in this fight. So everybody, please go to GiveSendGo. The link is SaveInfoWars.com. And make a donation. But separately, that's just for my legal bills. And I hate to beg, but I need your help. You want to stay on air, it's a decision you got to make. Separately, go to InfoWarsStore.com and get The Great Reset and The War for the World signed. And then it's a fundraiser, limited edition signed copy, or get it regular price, unsigned, at InfoWarsStore.com. I want to thank of all of you that have done that. Separately, we've got the InfoWars Super Sale going right now, the biggest sale of the year, 50% to 40% off across the board. X3, that does incredible things for your body. You got to experience it. Takes 2 weeks to kick in on average. All three types of iodine your body needs that are fully absorbable. It's back in stock. 50% off. DNA Force Plus, 50% off. Brain Force Ultra, 50% off. Brain Force Plus, two different nootropics, 50% off. Super Male Vitality, 50% off. Alpha Power is a dry version of Even Stronger, 50% off. It's all there. Physio Magnesium has double type magnesium. Nobody else has that. The very best, most expensive, best type at a low price. It's back in stock, 50% off. All and so many other products at InfoWarsStore.com. And we got the shipping down to shipping within 24 hours, unless you order on a Saturday. So the bankruptcy kind of screwed up shipping for a few weeks because they hadn't budgeted enough money to actually ship the product. The court ruled, of course, ship the product. So that held it up a few weeks. We're now caught back up. I apologize for folks that got things hung up. But for the last 3 weeks, we've been shipping within a day of the orders. Everybody loves it. So I really appreciate customers supporting us. InfoWarsStore.com. Every product we're selling, we have in stock in Austin, Texas, ready to ship to you. All you got to do is make the decision to try these great products, experience these great products, or those of you that have had the products and loved them, to get them again and to experience it for yourself and others. InfoWarsStore.com. I thank you. I salute you. We're changing the world. Whatever happens to me, it's worth it just to expose the deadly shot. I'm feeling really good right now. I want to thank you all for your prayer. Final comments before Owen Schroyer takes over. Robert Barnes.
We face a unique time in America, and it's up to the people at InfoWars and places like it to keep it alive and to keep America's freedom and liberty and dream and ideals alive. But what we're seeing is extraordinary challenges, but extraordinary obstacles breed extraordinary opportunities.
And we force the enemy to come out in the open. This is like the Revolutionary War, but more serious, a more evil enemy. But we're going to win. Explain that to them. I mean, this is history, folks. This isn't a drill.
Well, ordinary people like the audience of InfoWars already are winning. That's why there's been such extreme efforts to basically completely prohibit Alex from testifying.
And to kill this family we built.
Oh, completely. It's to wipe out the political organization, the associations of people that together have made real the possibility of challenging these corrupted institutions of power. These institutions that have corrosively been corrupted over the last several decades and even part of the last century.
Tell them what they're scared of. Our community, our people, in all their internal documents have come out, they fear community and independent systems forming, whether it's farms or ranches or schools or medicine. They fear what we're doing here. This is the answer.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, you even saw it from Putin's speech. Said, you know, why are these Western elites obsessed with controlling culture? Why are they obsessed with controlling independent means of information? Controlling media. Why are they preaching deviant values?
Georgia Maloney.
Bolsonaro, they're all, this is the war.
Absolutely. What all of these different dissidents represent in their own voice, in their own way, is in a unified challenge to elite power that wants to manipulate the population into control. They've always been upset. With my MK Ultra, you're talking about Big Pharma, you're talking about Bill Gates, you're talking about the U.S. Department of Agriculture and Amos Miller. All of these cases, all of these circumstances revolve around the elite's decisions and desires to control the rest of us.
And they've been waging economic war to turn the whole country into a rust belt. I'm here 15 minutes outside Waterbury, totally gorgeous Connecticut. You can rent old houses. The security guys are staying in one for like $300 a night. It's four bedrooms that George Washington stayed in the Revolutionary War. We're staying in an old place that can have like 15 people in it for like, what, $600 a night or something, way cheaper than a hotel for all of us to stay here. So that's a big security deal because, I mean, imagine that there's all these old factories and things shut down around here because the left and the globalists shipped it all to China. This country's beautiful. This country's amazing. And it's a ghost town, ladies and gentlemen. You know, we rented these places, and they said, oh, we might rent them five times a year for a bachelor party or something. This country's beautiful. This country needs to be rebuilt. It needs to be loved. And just to see how they totally depress this area pisses me off and every other blue area they control.
No doubt. I mean, in fact, I said we were going into the courthouse. It's not a surprise the trial's happening here because it's the sign of decay everywhere, the decay of the American dream. Decay. I mean, basically, we brought a lot of immigrants here. We brought a lot of ordinary people here. People from the South came here. And now you see them in states of despair. Where do you see long lines? You see long lines outside the public defender's office. Why is that? Because they've destroyed the economic base, the industrial base, the worker base of America in places like these small towns in Connecticut. While, you know, Kissinger has his estate out in the countryside. And that's a world we cannot continue to have. And it's a world that ordinary people are the only ones able and capable to resist. And we're at a unique time where we're able to push back, and it's thanks to ordinary people keeping places like InfoWars alive, and it's only because places like this are alive that the American dream is alive.
And we keep hammering it, folks, because you're the resistance. I mean, you really are. Not like we're saying we change the world together and we've got a fighting chance together. We're just saying it. We're really doing it. So I want to thank the great InfoWars crew. I want to thank Owen Schroyer. I want to thank all of our team that's under massive attack, and I just thank you all for your prayers, your word of mouth, your support, because InfoWars is the tip of the spear. Again, I'm strongly considering just not testifying. I'm doing press conferences today and tomorrow because I'm not allowed to really testify, and it's all rigged. So that's all coming up. Look for some big announcements today at InfoWars.com. Owen Schroyer from Austin, Texas, takes over.
All right, Alex and Robert Barnes, thank you very much. I'll be looking forward to the announcement from Alex as well, as it's just kind of a day-to-day process, hour to hour, sometimes even minute to minute, just deciding how we're going to handle certain situations. And the challenge is, it's like we've got to have our head on a swivel for all the attacks incoming, but then also we have to be able to be completely diligent and focused on our news coverage so that we can continue to reach the standard of being the tip of the spear when it comes to the truth in a world of deceit and lies. And we're up to that challenge. That's why you support us. That's why you pray for us. That's why you spread the links. Now, when we come back, I'm going to go to an important segment from Jesse Waters last night on Fox News. Jesse Waters, by the way, wow, thank God that he's on Fox News at night now. He's right there behind Tucker Carlson as far as his show, as far as I'm concerned.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.